From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Tuesday the U.S. military may have played a role in an airstrike in the contested city of Mosul on March 17th that killed dozens of civilians.
If we did it, and I'd say there's at least a fair chance that we did, it was an unintentional accident of war, and we will transparently report it to you when we're ready.
There are reports the blast could have been caused by an Islamic State bomb. Townsend said the civilians may have been gathered together by the city's Islamic State defenders so the U.S. could be blamed for their deaths. He said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to gather further information. UN Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville says exposing civilians to possible harm is a tactic often used by Islamic State, also known as ISIL.
Bodies continue to be found in buildings where civilians were reportedly held by ISIL as human shields and were subsequently killed by airstrikes conducted by Iraqi security forces and the international coalition forces, as well as by improvised explosive devices allegedly planted in the same buildings by ISIL.
The UN said more than 300 people have been killed in Mosul between February 17 and March 23rd. An Ivorian court Tuesday cleared former First Lady Simone Gbagbo of crimes against humanity and war crimes charges for her role in the 2011 civil war that left some 3,000 dead.
C'est leur sentiment, c'est leur émotion.
Public prosecutor Ali Yo said there was a sense in the court that it's time for reconciliation. Simone Gbagbo, convicted back in 2015 of offenses against the state and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Her husband, former President Laurent Gbagbo, is standing trial before the International Criminal Court at The Hague on similar war crimes charges. This is VOA News.